everything. What were some of the cooking utensils that you had? What were some of the different utensils that they had to cook in?
Well, the cook always had two kettles on the stove to heat water. One wasn't enough because she had to scald all the dishes. You know, there was no such thing. There was no such thing as a dishwasher or anything like that. And we had boilers, frying pans. I don't know what all. Biscuit pans, pans you cook. We had biscuits and cornbread muffins or cornbread. Every day at dinner, had both.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summertime, you know, you didn't get fine-sized chickens in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
You could get hens mm-hmm. and bake them. Of course, we had, what do you call things you bake? I don't know.
That frying pan, did you ever hear anybody call that anything besides a frying pan? Any other names that people would use? Did that frying pan, did it have legs on it?
No. I just flat on the stove.
And
little frying pans and big frying pans. Now some of them were real deep like that, you know, and have a top, and they call those Dutch ovens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had one that I gave to a great nephew, a grand nephew, because it was too heavy for me to handle. No, I didn't. I gave it to his aunt. But I gave him a big frying pan I had. It was about that big, and I would never use it. It was awfully heavy
mm-hmm.
for me to handle.
And what about eating utensils on the table? You'd have
knives and forks, teaspoons, soup spoons, ice teaspoons,
mm-hmm. and
salad forks.
Yes, and after you ate, you had to do what with the dishes? You had to.
Well, as long as Mama lived, we had a cook. All we had to do was just call Carrie. She, you know, they'd come and take the dishes off, take them back to the kitchen, and bring the dessert in.
And she'd actually wash the dishes?
Oh, sure.
And after you washed
them? And now when I showed you the picture of, she wouldn't let anybody wash. I told you, the man we had to help with Papa's the only person she ever had washed dishes. Now, we had girls who would help us. We had company of the maid would help her serve food, you know, and things like that. But Lizzie wouldn't let them wash the dishes. They didn't wash them to suit them.
And after she washes the dishes, she'd do what with clear water to get the soap off of them?
She'd pour it out of the kettle to drain. She'd rinse them. She'd rinse them. She'd use two pans.
Mm-hmm.
She'd wash them, see. The soap would be in one pan, and she'd rinse them in another pan.
Mm-hmm.
But then she'd stack them on the sink.
Yes, ma'am.
Had two drain boards, one on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd stack them on the drain boards.
Yes, ma'am.
And pour boiling water out of the kettles over them.
Mm-hmm.
And let them sit there. And they would be almost dry before she'd dry them with a dishcloth.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned dishcloth that she would dry them with. What would call the thing she'd wash them with?
Dish rag.
Mm-hmm. And
she never used a sponge. She, you know, she didn't a mop or anything like that.
And what about the item you would wash your face with? Do you call that?
Bath towel.
Mm-hmm. And the one you would dry off with, you would call it?
Bath towel.
And, you know, on the sink, when you turn on the water, it comes out to you.
Faucet.
Yeah, well, now, you see if that were out on a barrel, if you had a barrel, you still call that a faucet or the thing that if you had a little?
Well, now let's see. I don't know. We had pumps, you see, out there when we first moved out on First Avenue when I was, you know, when we were little. We didn't have any water, see. We had to have pumps to get the water from. And came out of the spout. What the water came out of was a spout. See, you'd pump it and the water would